Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our new friend being here, folks. Jane Jordan Meyer, that's a hyphenated last name, Jane Jordan Meyer, is a former journalist, and it says here that she has more than 25 years' experience in that industry. That means she started when she was only in elementary school, and but for a while now she's been working and helping people understand the concept of crisis management and how to deal with crisis management. Her book is called The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management, and it's all about how to manage the media in the digital age. Jane Jordan Meyer, welcome to the show.
Welcome, and thank you very much, Jim. Good morning, everybody.
Good to have you here, and as you can tell from her beautiful brogue, she's from down under, from Australia. Jane, when I first saw the title of your book, I'm one of these guys who's been trying to teach people how to not get into a crisis. And so I try to tell them, don't be a crisis manager. But when you say crisis management, you're not talking about systemic bad practices that cause you to fail and basically because you can't make decisions, that kind of crisis management. You're talking about actually dealing with something that has been thrust upon you.
Well, the point you make about systemic problems is actually the root cause of the majority of crises that happen, Jim. 75% of crises, and I'm going to talk a little bit about what we mean by crisis, because everybody talks crisis, crisis, crisis. I think it's a way overused term, but let's get very clear what it is. But the majority of crises come from bubbling below the surface, smoldering issues mm-hmm. that people, they push under the carpet. They might be aware that there is some bad debt floating around, or that the supplies are a bit shaky.
They got an employee that they're worried about maybe doing something wrong. They're some kind of management abuse or something like that, and they don't deal with it until it bites them.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always some triggering event that pushes an organization, and small businesses have crises. Crises are unfortunately a way of life today. They are the rule rather than the exception. I mean, we live in the age mm-hmm. of whistleblowers. Thanks to WikiLeaks, we have the power of the crowds on Twitter and Facebook. So we're all of us today. You are a professional, journalist and a host of a wonderful show, but anybody, I'm a former journalist and I certainly still carry all my tools, but we have the tools in our wallets, in our pockets. We have tiny phones that can change the world in seconds today. So the
tell Congressman Weiner about that,
yes, indeed. Now, that man has exacerbated his crisis.
Yeah.
He talked too much.
He started out with a little issue, and he turned it into a crisis.
He's absolutely right, and that he's made so many mistakes. So let's just step back and think what a crisis is. A crisis is actually a show-stopping moment, a product-stopping moment.
A relationship ending moment.
Indeed.
With customers, for example.
Absolutely. And it's right. I have to say, I completely agree and coin the phrase of Professor Ian Mitroff, who says, to really understand crises and prepare properly, which is where we started our conversation, is to think like a sociopath and act like a saint. Think like a sociopath and act like a saint.
All right, folks, that's going to be on the test. Go ahead, Jane.
Yes. So I actually looked at it, and because to be fully prepared is, and for small business, they think it's only bad things happen to big companies. Oh, well, that would never happen to us. you really need to sit down with your team, and that could be the three of you, the five of you, the 50 of you, the 500. Well, obviously you can't sit down with 500 at once, but get a cross-section of an organisation and think about what are the most bizarre things that could ever happen.
So you're saying brainstorm about potential catastrophes and then talk about how we'd get ourselves out of it.
Oh, absolutely. And pick, say, the top 10 or the top 5 things. If that happened to our company, that would put our reputation at risk. That would stop the show, you know, put our reputation at risk, pull the products off the shelves, push the customers out the door, then that's a crisis. That's our show stopping.
You know,
okay, we've got a plan for that.
25 or more years ago, I was working for a company. I was an executive in the company, and I went to the CEO and the chairman, the president, and I said, look, I am concerned about our product, the thing that we sell. And I'm concerned that in 2 or 3 years, it's not going to be a viable product anymore. And we need to start, I'd like to recommend that we start doing some things about changing the way we do business. And he said to me, Jim, is this going to take me down today? And I said, no. He said, then I've got to deal with things alligators that are taking me down today. I can't deal with that.
Yeah.
Well, I left the room and continued to do my work. And within 3 years, the company was out of business.
Yes, and you know, and that's where we started our conversation, Jim. Is 75% of crises are smoldering issues, just like you've talked about. Then, you know, here's a really neat way of thinking about spending money on preparation. There is this: if for every dollar that you spend on preparing, you save $9 in recovery expenses.
So say that again.
For every dollar that you spend in preparation, planning, training, you will save $9 recovery costs.
Where does that number come from? Where do those numbers come from?
Well, you know, they've been in my head for such a long time that I probably learned that back in my early days of learning about crisis management from some of my wise old mentors.
Right. So, but clearly, anybody can see the ratio is appropriate.
Yeah.
Whether the 1 and the 9 are exact, the ratio clearly is appropriate. And
yes, it's all about the ratio.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's a big, you know, 1 to 9. So
plant a seed and grow crops. Instead of what you're talking about. So, Jane, tell us how we can find your book, please, and YouTube.
Yes. Well, my book you can find on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but go to the website for the book. It's www.crisismanagementbook.com.
Crisismanagementbook.com. The 4 stages of highly effective crisis management. We're going to talk about those 4 stages with Jane Jordan Meyer after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.